NATO spokesman James Patterai told reporters NATO members had shown a clear determination to support President Barack Obama's strategy in Afghanistan, not just through rhetoric, but by dispatching more troops.
I can confirm that we have now well over 20 countries that are indicating or have already indicated that they intend to increase the amount of forces that they have in the country. In Afghanistan, this is on top of the 38,000 that are already there, taking into account a doubling over the past 2 years. So it is a substantial show of force and of unity that we are seeing in the ISAF community today. And I think we will see exactly that as the discussions take place tomorrow.
Patterai said that based on discussions over the past 2 days, non-U.S. troop contributions to Afghanistan would easily surpass the 5,000 soldiers NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has predicted. The reinforcements could bring total troop numbers to 140,000 or more. Patterai spoke at the start of a two-day NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels. While many European countries have hailed Mr. Obama's planned troop increase, Germany and France in particular have not come forward with any new troop pledges of their own. But several other NATO members, notably Italy, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia, have reportedly agreed to boost their troop commitments. The NATO meeting will also focus on another key issue, sending trainers to Afghanistan to increase the numbers and capacity of the Afghan police and military forces. Spokesman Patterai.
What you will hear out of this ministerial is a very strong endorsement of the transition theme, of the need for transition and the need to resource transition. So I expect that this ministerial meeting will give new impetus precisely to this area that you mentioned, which is training. Because that is the way to make transition a reality.
The foreign ministers discussed progress by Georgia and Ukraine toward eventual NATO membership. Afghanistan is expected to dominate Friday's agenda, and Mrs. Clinton will brief ministers on the administration's strategy. The ministers will also hold talks on new areas of cooperation with Russia and the new U.S. approach to missile defense. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Brussels.